for paying a price for that. Our call is not to approve pious isolationism, but to lead an aggressive attack upon the world as redeeming salt and light. We need to put on the whole armor of God, as is there described in Ephesians 6. What a passage, 10 through 17. One, that having done all, to stand. Not stand in this building or on this campus, but in this world, having done all, to stand. Martin Luther penned the words to the song that we sang earlier. May we now live them for the glory of God. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he, amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Thus ask who that may be. Christ Jesus. Insert, he is the focus of the Bible. We need to move away from this practical dualistic thinking. Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth, his name from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. And though this world with devil's field should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fail him. That word about all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The spirit and the gift of ours, through him who is with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. Do you not hear Luther testifying to us today? As to which, whether I live or I die, I will take my stand. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
Join me in prayer. Father, we are grateful today for this timely message. We pray that we may become aware, more so in our lives, of your power and how you have defeated Satan, and you desire us to live in that victory. We do pray for Dr. Gagliotti and his family. We ask your rich blessings upon their lives. We thank you for their ministry here and pray that the fruits of their labors will be seen through the many years ahead. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forever. Amen.